What's going on, everybody? This is the John Albatross Show, and I'm your host, John Albatross. It's been a little bit since I did an episode, but, you know, I try to do them weekly. I got a new microphone now, so it should be a little bit easier to do. I can, walk around. I got the iPad. They got a deal with the cable company I'm with. I'm not going to say their name, but might be able to get a new iPad, which should be better. But here I am. A lot to talk about. First things first. Right. So the first thing I want to get off my chest is Sacha Baron Cohen has this new show called This Is America. Or Who Is America? Not This Is America. That's that fucking Donald Glover song. So he's got this song called Who Is America? And he dresses up like four people. And he interviews people. Like, he interviewed Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders said, what is this, a fucking, basically this is a joke. Tom Brokaw, is this a joke? They kind of bought into it. They were, at first, you know, they were like, yeah, you know, this, they were just basically like, in case this guy's for real or whatever, let's just play it off. They kind of figured that this has to be a joke at a certain point. He did one with Roy Moore, I just saw it, where it was he had a metal detector, and he put the metal detector over him, and he said, if it beeps, it's saying that you're a pedophile. And Roy Moore fucking knew it was bullshit, and he fucking respectfully declined. He got pissed off, but respectfully got pissed off and walked away. But the one thing that's got me is everybody on the internet was talking about this guy, Jason Spencer, who was a representative for the State Assembly of Georgia. He's a Republican, of course. And Borat got him to, well, not the character Borat, but the fucking actor who plays Borat, got him to scream the N-word and expose his bare ass. And this, and when I watched the whole episode, so when I watched the episode, I was like, alright, you know, you're fucking stupid for doing this. Like, there's a camera in the room. What made you think that this would not be on there? Like, it's not going to get out into the public? Like, seriously, dude. It's not going to get out into the public when there's a fucking high quality camera. It wasn't like some fucking cell phone camera either. It was like a production, high quality production camera. And you thought it would be okay to do that. Now, the thing with that really gets to me is, if you've seen this guy in the news, you already knew he was racist. He had a racist agenda. And people are getting pissed off about it. Like, you knew the guy was a fucking racist. It just took fucking Borat to fucking show us, like, hey, this guy's a fucking racist. And, he needs to quit. So he finally quit. As if we didn't know you fucking hated black people. You miserable piece of shit. But, you know what? You can't really be too fucking pissed off at that. The guy basically won his election by fucking being racist. It's not even like a clear, and he was just, yeah, it was just a racist campaign, dude. He went to war with fucking people, with black people, over fucking the Confederate statues. Basically, it was like, if you looked at him, this should be no shock to these people, and you should not be outraged. You should not be outraged that he finally did this. It was going to happen. It was bound to happen. I don't know if it was going to happen like that, but why are you surprised now that he did this? You're really just surprised that a fucking racist came out as a fucking racist that we already knew was a racist, and now it's, oh, you know, on that Sacha Baron Cohen show. Well, here's something else that happened on that show that should really be a little more fucking concerning than some fucking already known racist who didn't try to hide it either. It's not like, oh, or he pulled one of them things, like the worst kind of racist, as I say, is the I'm not racist, but, or the far from it to me to be a racist, but, and then they insert the most racist comment you could say. It's just fucking better if you just say a fucking racist comment. Like, literally, you will, and then it's, well, I have black friends. So what? Like, literally, it's less racist for you to just be a racist, in my opinion, than say, well, you know, I don't mean to sound racist, or far from it to be being a racist. Insert racist comment. Just say the racist thing. It's not going to fucking sound better if you fucking say, well, I don't want to sound racist, but just say it. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But far from it for me to be a racist, but seriously, also on that show in the very first episode, the same character that Sacha Baron Cohen played, he was like this Israeli like self-defense guru or whatever, that's his character. And he literally went there and said, hey, we should do something called the Kindergartians program, showing kids that are about 4 years old how to have guns. And you had a lobbyist and like a former NRA fucking spokesperson or whatever have guns. One had bunny ears on it and a tail called the Gunny Rabbit. Basically to show kids how to fire, four-year-olds how to fire weapons, because a good boy could kill a bad man. And that was the whole gimmick with it, and it was like, oh, I love that idea. So he made the video, and then he brought it into a fucking congressman's office. And the congressman said, yeah, you know, I didn't read this, can you endorse it? No, I'm not endorsing it if I didn't read it or I didn't see the video. I don't think anybody's that stupid to do that. And then wouldn't you know, fucking several former, not several, but a couple, former and current congressmen of the United States representatives came out in support of the Kindergartians program. And when you listen to the speech that they were making in the video, one of them was former Congressman Trent Lott. Big shock here. I mean, he basically said if Strom Thurmond was president, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in today. And if you're not familiar with Strom Thurmond, he was extremely racist. And he knocked up his black housekeeper when he was 15 years old and hid that. Even his own family was like, yeah, fucking Papa Strom was a fucking racist. That wasn't one of the proudest moments of our family from Strom Thurmond fucking saying. And they accepted his offspring that he had a affair with his housekeeper who was black. They accepted her as part of the family because there was really nothing that they could do. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure if we took a DNA test, Strom Thurmond's fucking DNA was going to be, and she probably looked just like fucking Strom Thurmond, but a little darker complexion. But, yeah, Trent Lott's that asshole. And he was on there saying it, and they were saying stuff like, they don't have the the chemicals called Blink-182. They don't have the... They can't process the chemical Blink-182 that travels on the Wiz Khalifa pathway to the brain. Like, dude. I know fucking Bob Guccione sucks, and Spin Magazine really wasn't that good, but god damn it, dude. Couldn't you read any fucking magazine, like, to know that Blink-182 was one of the hottest bands in the late 90s, early 2000s? And at least know that fucking that song Black and Yellow was everywhere from fucking Wiz Khalifa. Other old fucking cotchety white people, they don't fucking know that shit. So, got them on tape saying it. It was fucking ridiculous, dude. And nobody's pissed off about that, but they're pissed off about a fucking... a Georgia State representative saying the N-word, although we already pretty much know he probably said it before. Because he... Motherfucker, dude. My phone fucking's ruining this. For nothing, too. But, yeah, not for nothing. The guy already knew he was a racist. He basically won his election pandering to fucking racist white people. I don't understand what the big uproar is about that. Social justice warriors, racism is real, but there's other things out there. Like, this guy you already knew, and it came out, and I don't know. Fuck him. He's done. Good job. Now let's fucking get into more important things, like, you know, GOP members think that it's a great idea to fucking arm four-year-olds. All right, so... what else happened today? Alright. I don't even know what happened today. I don't really care. But I also want to talk about a few things. John Oliver just talked about it, and I wanted to talk about it a while ago with that Facebook fucking ad where they're apologizing. It's like, we have to battle fake news in this. And now I can say Facebook can go fuck themselves. The ad was shitty, and you could say that, but now... I was searching for, like the minimalist wallets. You know, like the little, the things where you hit a button or something and all the cards pop out and your ID is in a slot and it's got a money clip, because I like a money clip better than a fucking wallet. But if it's all in one fucking thing, boom! That's right up my alley. So I was looking for them on Amazon, on the internet. Now I have 50, every fucking thing on my news feed is a fucking minimalist or smart wallet, as they call them, too. Every fucking one. Fuck you, Facebook. And that thing was trash. And now I'm just going to really get into Facebook. I said this the other day. I was leaving work. I was checking my Facebook. I was like, dude, Facebook really is fucking starting to blow hard. Like, I know it started to suck before, but now it really, really, really fucking sucks. Because all that my fucking feed is memes. Fuck you, Trump bandwagoners. Fucking people who do support Trump. And the I'm not racist, but, because, and it all comes down to that, too, is they support Trump. And they always want to say, you know, Trump's getting a bad fucking rap here. I don't want to sound racist, but, the people who come in this country illegally, you know, they're criminals and this, and that's just the bottom line. Okay, nobody really asked that, but cool. And it's just gotten to the point after that commercial, now they're just so fucking brazen about how big a fucking jerk-off Facebook is. And it's like, dude... now I get shit for Republican candidates. Why am I going to vote for... and especially when they say, Donald Trump endorses this candidate. Why the fuck would I want Donald Trump endorsed candidates? Why am I... how bad do you want my vote? But anyway, like, yeah, Facebook really is starting to fucking suck balls. It's like all ads... And they took a fucking hit too. Like a fucking, like $120 billion fucking hit after all that fake news shit, which is ridiculous. And now that just like the ad revenue, it's like the ads are coming in fucking droves now so they can make up that fucking money. It's like, dude, seriously, stop it. Zuckerberg, stop being a pussy. Another fucking thing, like Google. Like, I know I should have said this a while ago. Like, that fucking guy. And you know what guy I'm talking about, people. If you listen to this show, you know what guy I'm talking about. It's from the fucking TV commercial where I think it's like Google at home on the TV. Where he's like, yeah, play me this. Show me this. And his kid comes out there. Now, give or take, this is like fucking, it's like 9 at night. And the kid comes out, Daddy, I'm hungry. Probably saying, hey, you know what? Let me get a midnight snack or something. What does this fucking dude say to like an 8-year-old kid? Google, find me a nearby Greek restaurant. And it said New York, New York. And he's like, yes, Google. First off, your 8-year-old kid at 9 o'clock don't want fucking anything from a nearby Greek restaurant. And you look like you're in California, and the fucking Google is finding you a nearby Greek restaurant in New York, New York. Suck my dick, Google. And it's like, oh, you know, millennials do like that fucking shit now. The guy was like fucking 44 years old, and his 8-year-old son probably just wanted like cookies or a fucking Baby Bell with some Triscuits or a string cheese. Some fucking crazy shit like that. And that's not crazy. That's actually very, very reasonable request for them. But instead, he searches, tells Google to fucking search for a fucking nearby Greek restaurant. How fucking stupid is this fucking society becoming? I like Greek food. Even when I was a kid, I always liked. Like, I fucking used to fucking tear up spanakopitas. Still tear them up. But when I'm 8 years old and I'm not fucking, Daddy, I'm hungry at 9 o'clock. Find me a nearby Greek restaurant. And then he was laughing like he was the fucking coolest fucking dude on the planet. Because he asked the Google in his TV to find a nearby Greek restaurant. But I digress. Even though I really don't. I'm not asking Google for a fucking nearby Greek restaurant. Fuck that guy. And fuck the ad campaign. Like, seriously, what fucking guy? Whoever fucking, whatever ad campaign made that up should just be so ashamed of themselves. I'm being dead serious. Like, I don't know what was a worse idea. Having a guy who fucking kid saying he's hungry, who probably just wants a snack. And if you're looking for a nearby Greek restaurant, I just have to say it. I hope the California, whatever their fucking version of fucking child abuse is, at 9 o'clock if a kid's asking you're hungry and then you're looking for a nearby Greek restaurant, saw that fucking video, saw that commercial, and immediately took your kid away because that's just fucking terrible. And in a house like that, you probably got a fucking smart fridge too that you watch Pornhub on it when you're getting your midnight snack or something. So you probably got healthy snacks in there for the kid too. Just give the kid a nice healthy fucking snack. A bowl of fucking sherbet or Froger or fucking whatever the fuck you yuppies in California eat that look for a nearby Greek restaurant at 9 o'clock. All right. Time for a new segment on the show. I'm going to name some people. first person. Nicki Minaj. Second person. Chase Utley. I'm going to say that because it's the 10-year anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series. And he's retiring this year. Chase Utley. And who else can we go here? Jennifer Aniston. LeBron James. David Arquette. And we'll just go one more here. One more person. I think. Just let me double check. I'm almost positive he is. But let's go. John Mayer, definitely. I knew he was. And what do these people all have in common? If you guessed that they are all older than Stephen Miller, you're correct, because Stephen Miller is 32 fucking years old, people. I'm never going to let it go. I'm just going to list people at the end of every show. Basically, who's older than Stephen Miller? Because you're 32 and you look like, literally, when you take, his prom date's parents called the fucking police on him for statutory rape because they thought some 30-year-old was taking out their 16-year-old fucking daughter. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. They're all older than Stephen Miller. So, to wrap it up today, I'm just going to remind everybody that Flying High Fantasy Football is coming to the Anchor app, and it's also been approved for Spotify. So your daily commute, if you listen to Spotify, you can listen to Flying High Fantasy Football with John Albatross. And remember that this show now is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. And what the fuck is that other one called? I don't know. It's not on SoundCloud. You got to upload it to SoundCloud. But we're available on all those. And with the Flying High Fantasy Football, coming up in the next couple weeks, probably 3 or 4 weeks from now. All right, 3 weeks from now, the Albatross Top 24 Players. In case you're in a 12-man league, that's my top 24, so you can get through the first 12 round, the first two rounds in a 12-man league. That's what I meant to say. First two rounds in a 12-man league. And if you happen to draw 1 through 4, guess what? We're going to give you some extra picks for your third round in there. So this is Albatross, John Albatross, and we're signing out. Be sure to tell everybody about this. And listen to us, subscribe to us on any one of those excellent, excellent platforms to listen to us. And if you get the Anchor app, you can also call in. When you call in to, when you call in, I could probably put you on the show as well. So always listen to us on the Anchor app, but all those other apps are just fine too. So this is Albatross signing out. Peace.